This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Adam Skytema is the author of the new novel Haymaker, as well as the short story collection Freshwater Boys, that was named a Michigan Notable Book by the Library of Michigan. Skytema is a graduate of Western Michigan University and teaches English at Kendall College of Art and Design and lives in Grand Rapids. He'll read from his work at Michigan News Agency tonight at 6. I asked Skytema about his novel Haymaker.
Haymaker is about a small town, like I said, in the Upper Peninsula on Lake Superior, that becomes the chosen site by this group that wants to move there in large numbers to make it a kind of political utopia, a sort of libertarian utopia for themselves. I got the idea 11 years ago. I heard a story on NPR's All Things Considered where there was the town of Grafton, New Hampshire, where a similar type of thing was going on. At the time, I was finishing my first book, and I had a lot of characters that I was playing around with that I wanted to work with, but I had no actual scenario or story. I couldn't figure out how all these very different characters could come together in one story. And when I heard this story on NPR about the town of Grafton and how these people were moving in large numbers, and the resistance that they were getting from the townspeople, even though they may have been sympathetic to their political beliefs, they were not on board at all for the rapid changes that were going to come to their community. And I thought that was a fascinating scenario. So I took that and set it in the UP because I have no connection to New Hampshire, and kind of played what if, played make-believe, and kind of amped up the tension and stuff for the purposes of a novel.
Oh, fascinating. I didn't realize this was built on a real scenario.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to say in no way is it sort of nonfiction at all. Just the main scenario, and there were just a few things there. What was important when I heard the original story was I found myself, I think, sympathetic enough to both sides. I think I could sympathize with the townspeople who didn't want these, whether it's some huge corporation or whether it's anything, when something from the outside comes to your small town and it means all of these changes, there's going to be good and there's going to be bad. But I was also sympathetic to this spokesperson that I heard who I think was shocked by the pushback and kind of saw some of his dreams and all of his plans, and he was uprooting his family and his life to move to this town. I think he sort of saw it going up in flames, and I found myself sympathetic to him as well. So I think especially when dealing with, especially nowadays, a novel that deals with politics and political ideas, it can be very easy to tip your hand to find yourself or the reader finding you sort of supporting one side or the other. What I wanted as much as possible with this was to kind of documentary style present both sides as even-handedly as possible and let them speak for themselves.
Oh, and you mastered that. It was
almost it sounds like.
It was almost frustrating. I kept trying to figure out this writer's slant one way or the other. And at one moment I would think, oh, he's slanting towards the libertarians. And then again, it's like, no, he's going with the Ubers.
It was difficult. And like I said, I think I have a lot of connections in my own life of people from all sides of the political spectrum. I had the release party for my book last weekend, and there were over 100 people there, and it's sort of like your wedding. There were people from all aspects of my life, from extended family that maybe I don't see a lot, to my current students, to all these others. And I said to them, look, I can tell you right now that there's all parts of the political spectrum are in this room right now. So if you're going to talk with someone you don't know, maybe just talk about the weather or something. So I was conscious of that and wondering sort of to myself, what's this person going to think when he reads it or she reads it? But I didn't want in any way to have a political agenda that's thinly veiled in fiction. I wanted it to be a story. I want it to be character driven. And to show sort of heroes and villains on both sides, the good and bad on both sides, which is like real life, like all of us.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Adam Skytema, the author of Haymaker. I ask him about writing a political novel without taking sides.
I think one of the things that we all hate, I think, you know, I'm a college professor. What young people especially hate about politics so often is the hypocrisy. And I think the stronger you hold your beliefs and sort of preach them, kind of like that haymaker. The more you expose yourself to potential hypocrisy or times where there's always going to be contradictions, there's always going to be times where you can't be as sort of pure in thought and belief as you might wish. And I think both sides, as there's this clash in the book and they're sort of physically confronting each other and kind of psychologically confronting each other and philosophically confronting each other, that they like to point out those places where, you know, told you so. You can't necessarily do this the way you thought you could.
So why do you think these people that moved en masse into this little town, why didn't they start a town of their own? Why did they have to take over, in a way, another town? How does that work?
Partly, I think, the sheer logistics. And there was this way of creating, and again, some of the characters get caught in their own contradictions, too, where they kind of want it both ways. They want to have their own community within a community, and they create this sort of development that's almost like a gated community that's separate, but they want to integrate with the town itself. And I think that's part of the reason that their message falls flat with so many of the locals is, what is it? Are you wanting to separate yourself and do something that seems sort of ominous, sort of separate? In many ways, I think they like the idea of move into a place that has history that in many ways looks like a quaint small town Americana, sort of like it's described in that prologue. There's a main street, there are shops, there's a lovely park, and to sort of move to a place and say, this is the America we've always dreamed of, you know, this American utopia, whether or not that ever existed. But there's a sense that we can claim that, and we're not going to completely start it from scratch as well, but some of it has to come from new developments too.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Adam Skytema. Hear the complete interview at WMUK.org. Skytema will read from his books tonight at 6 at Michigan News Agency in Kalamazoo. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.